I'll do what I can, call in some favors. I know some young lawyers who will help out for the experience, and others who will do it for the exposure, but you're right, this is David and Goliath, and, well, you're not Goliath. All it takes is money and time, Bobby murmured. He's old, Harvey threw out there. You mean one day he'll die, Bobby filled in bluntly. That's my best-case scenario. Another death? Harvey didn't bother to lie. Yeah, in a situation like this, that's pretty much it. Bobby rose to his feet. He got out his checkbook. He'd had this nest egg he'd been building, thinking of one day maybe buying more property. Or maybe if things between him and Susan had gone differently, it would have helped with a wedding. Now he wrote a check for $5,000 and placed it on Harvey Jones's desk. According to the good lawyer, that might last a week. Of course, Bobby already knew something the lawyer didn't. If his father took the stand, he would lose.
Is this enough for a retainer?
Harvey nodded.
If I'm going to pursue things, Bobby said, I'll call you tomorrow by 5 p.m.
They shook hands. Then Bobby went home and got his guns. The 50-foot indoor shooting range at the Massachusetts Rifle Association in Woburn, Massachusetts, was slow for a Sunday afternoon. Bobby rolled two spongy orange plugs between his index finger and thumb, fit them into the canals of his ears, then adjusted his safety glasses. He'd brought his Smith & Wesson 38 Special, and just for the hell of it, a 45 Colt Magnum. When Bobby took his proficiency test each month with his rifle, he never took more than one shot. That was it. You took up to an hour, you set up your shot, and then you fired one single bullet, the cold bore shot. That's because the very first shot out of any gun had the slug traveling down a cold barrel. That slug heated the barrel, which led to slightly different ballistics for every other shot fired. As a sniper, the assumption was that he'd never fire any of those other rounds. One shot, one kill. So all that mattered day after day, training exercise after training exercise, was that single cold bore shot. Now Bobby plunked down six boxes of ammo. The brass casings jingled inside the containers. He opened the first box and loaded up. He began with the 38, starting at 10 feet to loosen up, then moving the target back to 21. Studies claimed that the average police shooting occurred within 21 feet, making it a favorite distance for marksmen. Bobby always wondered who did these studies and why they never bothered to mention if the police were winning or losing in these infamous shootouts. He started out horribly, worst damn shooting of his life, and positively embarrassing for someone who'd earned the NRA classification of High Master. He wondered idly if some private investigator was already waiting in the wings to pluck this target for Bobby's upcoming trial. Guy could hold it up on the stand with its wildly scattered spray of shots.
See this, Your Honor? And this is from a guy that state says is an expert.
Maybe he couldn't shoot paper anymore. Maybe once you'd shot a real person, nothing else would do. That thought depressed him. His eyes stung. He was sad. He was mad. He didn't know what the hell to feel anymore. He set down the 38, picked up the 45, set it down, and for a long time simply stood there in the cavernous space, pinching the bridge of his nose and fighting for composure against an emotion he couldn't name.